The following recording is from the previous cycle.
Today's daf is Bava Basra, daf Samach Vav, and we are about 10 lines from the bottom of daf Samach Hei Amid Beis. So at the end of yesterday's daf, the Gemara brought a braisa discussing the theme of the beginning of the parak, which is HaMoicher Es Habayis. The braisa said HaMoicher Es Habayis, Mocher Es Hadeles, Ves HaNagar, Ves HaMinoil, Avaloya Samafteach. This is the part of the braisa that we need for today's daf. If there was a mortar that had been part of the ground once upon a time, meaning it had once been a solid block of stone or wood, and from that a mortar was carved out, that's included in the sale. But if this mortar in discussion was previously a regular keli, and just afterwards it was affixed to the ground, that mortar would not be included. Mocher es ha-strubel, avaloyes ha-keles, loyes ha-tanu, avaloyes ha-kirayim, avaloyes ha-richayim. Rabbi Eliezer argues, and Rabbi Eliezer said, kol ha-mechuber li-karka, ha-reyu ke-karka. So Rabbi Eliezer is arguing on the distinction that the Tanakam of the Braisa made between a machteshes ha-chakuka and a machteshes ha-kavua. So the Tanakam of the Braisa said that if the machteshes was previously affixed to the ground, and from the piece of karka they made a machteshes, that machteshes is going to be included. We look at it as part of the ground, as part of the bayis. That machteshes is included. If it had been previously a keli, and afterwards it was kavua, then it's not going to be included. Rabbi Eliezer says, kol ha-mechuber le-karka, hareyu ke-karka. Whether it was previously part of the ground, or whether it was previously not part of the ground. As long as right now it's part of the ground. This second is mechubel karka, the halach is hareyu ki karka. The braisa concluded and said, bizman she'amaloi hu v'chol masha b'toich harei gula mechura. This is only if you're mechur as a bayis stam. But once you start adding language, you say, I'm selling you the bayis and everything inside the bayis, then certainly harei gula mechurin, benkach hu benkach, ha-mechur as a bayis, le-mochar loyas ha-bor, v'loyas ha-dus, v'loyas ha-yitziyah. Tonu Rabbanan. So again, there's a machlokes, Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim regarding a moicher es habayis, where something that's attached to the ground is included in the sale. Something that's not attached or not part of the ground is not included in the sale. The question is, a machteshes that was kavua, meaning it had previously been a machteshes, it was a keli, and then afterwards it was attached to the ground. So right now, it's attached to the ground. Does that mean we look at it as part of the ground, part of the bayis, it's included in the sale? Or do we say that being that previously had been a machteshes, even though right now it's attached, I don't care. I look at its history and say that if it previously had not been attached, we don't view it as being attached. According to the Chachamim, you have to dan whether it's kavua or chakuka. According to Rabbi Eliezer, we don't care. Kol ha-mechubel karka, harehu ke karka. So the topic of today's daf, literally from here until the Mishnah on the top of daf Samach Zayin and Aleph, is going to be this machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, and the Gemara is going to apply it to areas outside of Hamoicher Es Habayis, different areas in Torah where it would happen afkemina if something is karka or something is viewed as a keli, it's viewed as metaltalin, and this shiloh where something had previously been a keli and now it was attached to the ground, kol ha-mechuber le-karka, afterwards, do you view it like karka or do you not view it as karka? So we begin with the machlokes, Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, but the Gemara is going to move from there. Tanu Rabbanan, sino shechakiku, ule besoif, kavu, poisel es ha-mikvah. So this is a tesefta mesachtes mikvah. So we know mikvah 101 is that in order for a mikvah to be kosher, it has to be filled with 40 sa of makeshavim. Mayim she'uvim, meaning mayim that you took a keli, went to a well, draw water from it, that water would pass a mikvah. Then nafkimina is an halacha, if the original 40 sa were made up of mayim she'uvim, then even a little bit of mayim she'uvim would pass a mikvah. If you have 40 sa of makeshavim, and then afterwards you start replacing some of the makeshavim with mayim she'uvim, so there already a little bit of mayim she'uvim would pass a mikvah, but only midrabanan, then you would have to get to the point where it's roiv mayim she'uvim in order to pass the mikvah. So sometimes mayim she'uvim passes a mikvah midday raisa, sometimes it passes midrabanan. This is important later, behem shechadaf. But regardless, the Bryce is discussing a pipe that was affixed to a mikvah, the water flows through this pipe. L'chura, the pipe should be viewed as a keli. Thus, any water that goes through it should be viewed as mayim she'uvim. So says the Braisa, what's the halacha regarding water flowing through a pipe in a mikvah? Shechaka koil b'soif kavoy. If previously you had the pipe and then afterwards you affixed it to the mikvah posel as a mikvah, then it's going to make the mikvah posel, because then we look at it as a regular keli, the water that goes through it is going to be mayim shuvim. If, however, it was part of the mikvah before you made it into a tzinar, at that point, it's not going to pass all the mikvah. Like the Gemara, Mani, who is the Tana, the Mishnah, Loi Rabbi Eliezer, the Loi Rabbanon, it can't be Rabbi Eliezer, and it can't be the Rabbanon. Now, at first glance, you would say, which Rabbi Eliezer and which Rabbanon is the Gemara referring to? It's referring to the previous machloikis by Amoicher es Habayis. Hamoicher es Hamachteshes, that was Kavua of Aloi Chakuka. That's at first glance what the Machloikis is. But it's before in the Gemara, we're actually not necessarily going back to that Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. And it's for that reason that the Gemara jumps right away and asks that when you tell me that this Braisa can't be like Rabbi Eliezer and it can't be like the Rabbanan, hi Rabbi Eliezer, let's talk about Rabbi Eliezer. Which Rabbi Eliezer do you mean when you say that this Braisa, this day, Stefan McVoy's can't be Elim, Rabbi Eliezer device? Do you mean this Rabbi Eliezer that we just learned? What did Rabbi Eliezer say? That kolam mechubal karka hareyu kikarka, and even if it was previously a machteshes, and usually a machteshes is not included in a meicher es habayis, but once you attach it to the ground, at that point it is going to be included. And this brayse is zicher mashmanat away, because the brayse says that the only time you view this tzinar as being part of the ground is if it wasn't a tzinar before you attached it to the ground. But if it was a tzinar, it became a tzinar after it was attached. At that point, you do view it as karka, says the Gemara. Hainu time of Rabbi Eliezer. Dilma, hainu time of Rabbi Eliezer. Sava meicha ba'in yafa meicha. How do you know Pshana Rabbi Eliezer by meicha sabayis is because he holds this big lumdus that any time you attach something to karka, it automatically becomes karka. So that in any area in halacha where you have to dine, is it karka or is it not karka, it's always going to be karka. Maybe Rabbi Eliezer holds in lumdus, it's not always karka. If it was previously part of the ground, then you look at it as being part of the ground. But if it was not part of the ground, and then you attach it to the ground, and Allah, maybe you look at it as a kli. So maybe in Hilchas Mikvah, if you had such a tzinar, it would pass all the mikvah, because it's Mayim Shuvim. Aye, Rabbi Eliezer says, Amoicher es Habayis, Mocher es Hamachteshes. That's a special svara, Mekachumemker. Moicher bayin yafa moicher. V'rabbanon, in fact, Rabbanon that argue, it could be their position also has nothing to do with a lumdus of, do you look at such an item as a kli, or do you not look at it as a kli? Perhaps they hold what they hold, because Moicher bayin ra moicher, which is a machloikis Rabbi Akiva, and the Chachamim, that's a machloikis Rav and Shmuel. It was the topic of yesterday's daf, the day before's daf. The point is, who said the machloikis Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim regarding Amoicher es Habayis, Mocher Hamachteshes, is a lumdus of machloikis? Maybe it's a more balabatish machloikis, whether Moicher bayin yafa, Moicher bayin ra. Ella says the Gemara, Rabbi Eliezer, the Kivus Devarim. When we said that this Braisa of Tzina Shechakakoi, Ulubasayf Kavoi, it's the like Rabbi Eliezer, or the like Rabbanim, which Rabbi Eliezer can't it be like? Rabbi Eliezer, who said a halacha regarding a beehive. The time we learned in the Mishnah, Kivris Divayrim, if somebody had a beehive. So Pashit, he had this beehive, and he attached it to the ground. Rabbi Eliezer says, Harei ki karka, we look at it as karka. The Koisven Olea Prusbol, the Mainaf Gemina, number one, Koisven Olea Prusbol. The halacha is that if Reuven lends money to Shemin, Shemitah comes, Shemitah's Meshama Tachay. So just like there's something called Shemitah's Karkois, there's also something called Shemitah's Ksofen. Unless you make a prosbol. Hillel Hiskin, prosbol, a prosbol works. But Chachamim said the only time a prosbol works is if the loiva has karka. If the loiva doesn't have karka, at that point, you don't say that you can use a prosbol. Another halach is this kivris divayim is treated as karka. Again, you'll meet the criteria that every loiva has to meet, which is that he has karka. Additionally, it's not makabel tumah. Karka is not makabel tumah b'mkoyma. V'aroidim v'mene b'shabes chayv chatas. This is a famous halacha when you learn Masechta the Shabbos, and that is if somebody takes honey out of a beehive, he's chayv mishum koitzer. It's as if you detach something from the ground. The Chachamim say, "Eino ke karka." This kivus divayim is not treated as karka. Therefore, the ein koyz from alei prosbol umikabelas toma bimkoyma v'aroida bimeno b'shabes potter. Either way, you have a machloikis Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim whether a kivus divayim, which l'chura started off as a dover ametalto, later it was attached to the ground. Do you view it as karka or do you not view it as karka? Rabbi Eliezer says, you view it as karka. Harehi ki karka. By the way, the Rashbam speaks out, it's niknas bekesef shtar v'chazok, according to Rabbi Eliezer. Kleis v'nalel, pruzbol, ein mekabelis tumo. If you take honey out of it, you're even going to be chayev mishum koitzer. A lot of chidushim over here. The kasha is, Why? Must be, oh, Gishmak, this is Rabbi Eliezer Lishitasai. Rabbi Eliezer in the beginning of the sugi who said, regarding the machteshes is included, even though it started off as a machteshes, but once you attach it to the ground, he holds over here that this kivris divorim is now mechubel karka. Being that it's mechubel karka, it's for that reason that it's going to be included in the sale. Meaning, pshad in Rabbi Eliezer by mechas abayis is not because mecha by and yofa mecha. Because you see, he extended this halacha even outside mechacha memker. He said it regarding all these other areas in halacha, that something that's mechubel karka, even if previously it wasn't, harei hiki karka. So very gishmak, says the Gemara. Perhaps that's the Rabbi Eliezer that can't be the Tana of the Tosefta of Tzinu Shekaka Koyle B'Seif Kava. Again, we had a brisa that said that if there's a pipe flowing through a mikvah, water is flowing through the pipe, does that water become pasul al Tzmayim Shuvim or not? What's a Tolian? Do you look at the pipe as a keli? Do you not look at it as a keli? So says the brisa, if it was always part of the ground, then it's okay. But if not, then it's going to be not okay. Meaning whether or not you view this as being karka or not karka is not so much tolian right now whether it's mechubel karka, but you have to look at its history. If previously it was a detached keli, now you attach it to the ground, you don't say kol mechubel karka, hareyuk karka. That's clearly not like this, Rabbi Eliezer, but the Gemara says it's not muchach. Maybe hasam kadam Rabbi Lozer time. Rabbi Lozer explained time of the Rabbi Eliezer. The Amr Rabbi Lozer, the Amr Rabbi Lozer said, my time of the Rabbi Eliezer. What's Pshat? The Tan Rabbi Eliezer, who holds that a kibbutz devarim is treated like karka, not because it's really karka, but rather it's learned out from a pasuk in Shmuel Aleph Perik Yudalid. Vayitfal oisa biyaris devash. The context over there is discussing Yonasan, the son of Shaul HaMelech, the friend of David HaMelech. He took his staff and he was toivel it. He dipped it into devash, and the pasuk says yaris. Devash of Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz fan. Yar is devash. So my yar, we say, just like if somebody uproots something from a forest on Shabbos, he's going to be chayiv chatos. That's Kotzer 101. So too, somebody takes honey out of a beehive, is going to be chayiv chatos. So it could be really Rabbi Eliezer doesn't hold kol mechubel karka, reyuk karka. I, Rabbi Eliezer, said kivus devarim is treated like karka. It's exeris hakasif. If somebody takes honey out of a beehive, he's chayiv mishum kotzer. What does that mean? That the beehive is mechubel karka. So it's a special exeris hakasif. So we have two Rabbi Eliezer who at first glance seemed to say so that it would make a lot of sense, the comment that the Gemara said that the Tan of the Tesefta by Tzinar is like Rabbi Eliezer. Which Rabbi Eliezer? I think the Gemara just brought two good Rabbi Eliezers. That can't be the Tan of the Braisa. But the Gemara was like both of them. It could be Rabbi Eliezer that Meicher Sabayis is a special Sfarah, Meicher Ban Yafa Meicher. And it could be the Rabbi Eliezer of Kivis Devarim is also a special Sfarah. Xeris HaKosuv, Yaris Tvash. But as it relates to any other area in halacha outside of Mecha Chomemka or outside of Kibbutz Devarim, maybe Rabbi Eliezer holds that you don't just say Kolam Chobel Karka Reu Karka. If something started off as a keli and then you attached it to the ground, maybe it's not going to be viewed as Karka. Thus, the Tana the Braisa by Mikvois maybe could be Rabbi Eliezer. So, who is this Rabbi Eliezer that cannot be the Tana the Mikvois? Says the Gemara. You know which Rabbi Eliezer is? Ella Rabbi Eliezer the Daf. It's Rabbi Eliezer of the Daf. The Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, Daf Shel Nachtoimin. If there was a board that bakers used to use to knead dough, and it was attached to the wall, the Shaila over there is whether this Daf is Mekabel Toma or this Daf is not Mekabel Toma. Now, if you look at it as being part of the house, part of the store, then it wouldn't be Mekabel Toma. If you look at it as being a keli would be mekabel toma. So daf shel mechtoimim shekovei bekoisol. Rabbi Eliezer mitar. Rabbi Eliezer says it's going to be tar. V'chachamim mitame. Now it's mashma we're talking about a daf. You had a board. It was a keli. You now attached it to the house, and now there's a machlokes whether we look at it as karka. Don't look at it as karka. Again, Rabbi Eliezer says tar. Why? Because Rabbi Eliezer says that even though previously it was a regular daf, and it was only now that it was attached to the wall, kolam mechubel karka, hareyu kekark, v'chachamim etamim. But the Gemara over here elaborates on the question. Mani, so who then, which one of these two tanoim can be the tana of the braisa by mikvois? E, Rabbi Eliezer, is it this Rabbi Eliezer? You see, Rabbi Eliezer holds that once it's mechubel karka, it's always kekarka. Just like the two Rabbi Eliezers at first glance seem to hold. And Irabonon, here the Gemara gets into the Rabbanon Shita also. What did the Rabbanon say? That it's always going to be Tomei. It's a mashma filu kavod b'sayi chakakainami. That as long as now it's a daf, even if previously it was part of the wall, still it's going to be viewed as a keli. It's going to be Tomei. So Mani, again, who is the Tana of the Braisa by Mikvois? It can't be this Rebbe Eliezer of daf shal nachtoimim, and it can't be this Chachomim of daf shal nachtoimim. So two completely different sugyas. One is discussing Mayim Shu'uvim, the apostles of Mikvah. So you have to know if the tzino is a keli or not a keli. The other one is discussing daf shal nachtoimim, whether it's mekabel tumah or not mekabel tumah, because karka is not mekabel tumah, but metaltalin is mekabel tumah. But it's the same shayla. It wasn't mechuber, and now you were mechaber it. Do you view it as karka, or do you not view it as karka? Says the Gemara. La'olam, I'll tell you, Rabbi Yasi. Again, some dritim. I'll tell you that maybe the tana of that tosefta by Mikvois is even Rabbi Eliezer of Daf Shal Nachtoimim. Rabbi Eliezer says clearly that it's always going to be Tar, the Shani Pshutik Kliyetz, the Tumah Derabanan. Over here, we're handling Tumah Derabanan. Oh, you're handling Tumah Derabanan. Why? Because the halacha is that Pshutik Kliyetz, if you have a piece of wood that doesn't have a base kibble, doesn't have a receptacle, it's just a regular slab of wood, it's not Mekabel Tumah Bidairaisa. So when you're danning Tumah Derabanan, such as Pshutik Kliyetz, it could be over there, Rabbi Eliezer Matai. Rabbi Eliezer says a chiddish that right now it's karka, even if previously it was a keli. No, call a mechobel karka, reyuk karka. We're not going to impose a tumah derabanan of pshutei kliyot, as opposed to the sugya mikvahs, where we're handling mayim shuvim passes a mikvah midei raisa. Oh, passes a mikvah midei raisa. So over there, you can't just say it's mechobel karka, it's okay, or fakert. There, you have to be a little bit more precise with what the halach is. The point is, by a tumah derabanan, the derabanan had a right to be mekel, says the Gemara. But before we even get into the svara, michal the shiva deraisa, meaning you mean to tell me that price of tzinar is talking about a shiva deraisa, a kaimel under rabanan, the maim shuvin over there is only maim shuvin derabanan. And this goes back to what we spoke out right at the beginning of the daf. And that is that maim shuvin sometimes passes a mikvah midiraisa, sometimes it passes a mikvah midirabanan. If the original 40 sa are comprised of maim shuvin, that mikvah is possible midiraisa. If you had a kosher mikvah with 40 some mayim kshamim, and then afterwards you started replacing some of the mikshamim with mayim sheuvim, unless it's roiv mayim sheuvim, the mikvah is going to be kosher. If you look at that tosefta, it's mefurish, says the Gemara, that we're handling the mayim sheuvim that's going into a fighting a mikvah. There was a mikvah, now there's a tzinah flowing through this kosher mikvah. So the mayim sheuvim over there that's going to pass on the mikvah is not going to pass on the deraisa. It's also going to pass on the rabbanan. So don't tell me that really Rebbe Eliezer of daf is the Rebbe Eliezer of mikvah. Different halachas, one's the raisa, one's the rabbanan. They're both the rabbanan. Daf shal nachtan is the rabbanan. Why? Pshutei kliyetz. And the mikvah is also midrabanan, because even though mayim shuvim passes a mikvah midei raisa, but the era was talking about where you already had kosher memsa. Once you have kosher memsa, it doesn't passel anymore midei raisa. Oy, the Gemara says another problem. Rabbi Yitzchak Reb Chanina, but davshal matches machloikis. Rabbi Yitzchak Reb Chanina said that this machloikis by davshal nachtem is not even talking about a davshal eitz. It's talking about a davshal matches. So if we're talking about a davshal matches, pshutei kli matches is mitama midairaisa. It's not only mitama midrabanan, it's mitama midairaisa. So the distinction of the Gemara doesn't work on both ends. The Gemara wanted to say daf is drabanan, mikvah is deiraisa. It's just the opposite, if anything. If anything, daf is deiraisa and mikvah is drabanan. Bottom line, you have no ability to reconcile Rebbe Eliezer with the braisa by Mikvois, says the Gemara, but I think we just figured it out. And this cheshbon, the two kashas that the Gemara just asked, at the very least, allows us to figure out who the Tana of the Braisa of Mikvois is, says the Gemara. Why lo'olam rabbanon? Really, it's the Rabbanon. Which Rabbanon? The Rabbanon of the Taf. Daf shal nachtoimim, where the Rabbanon say that it's always going to be Tomei. Why is it always going to be Tomei? Because you always look at it as a keli. What's the kasha? Here you look at it always as a keli, and over there, when it comes to the tzino, you don't necessarily look at it as a keli. The only time you look at it as a keli if it was previously a keli, but if it previously wasn't a keli, then you don't look at it as a keli, says the Gemara. Over there, you're going to be mekel. You're going to say that if previously it wasn't a keli, meaning it was part of the mikvah, and now you chiseled out the sinar, so now you have a keli. That keli won't pass on the mikvah. Right now, it's a keli. The chachamim hold the daf shal nachtoimim, even if it was part of the wall. It doesn't matter. Right now, it's a daf. Right now, it's mekabel tumah. Oh, the daf shal nachtoimim is talking about pshutei kli matches. That's what Rabbi Yisrael B'chanina said. Pshutei kli matches is tumah de'oraisa. Tumah de'oraisa, the chachamim hold that you always look at it as a keli. By the tzinar, we're handling mayim shuvim. But what kind of mayim shuvim? Volkaimelon derabanan, like the Gemara said. Mayim shuvim derabanan. Oh, mayim shuvim derabanan. Over there, we're going to be mekel. And over there, we're going to say that it's not necessarily going to be viewed as a keli. If it was previously a keli, then it's going to be a keli. But if it wasn't previously a keli, that not. Says the Gemara, ihachi oibazoi. If the Braisa by Mikvayis is talking about din derabanan, and it's for that reason the rabbanon hold that if it was part of the ground and then afterwards you made the tzinar, the halacha is that you're going to view it as part of the ground. The mikveh is not going to become possible. It won't be mayim shuvim, even though the rabbanon chita is by the dav shel nachtoimim that it is metam, it is mekabel toma. Then says the Gemara, why don't we take it a step further? Afilu chakakoy lebasayif kavoy nami. Why don't we say that even if it started off as a keli and then you affixed it to the mikvah, even then it shouldn't be tameh. Meaning the rabbanon hold be'emes, it doesn't matter. As long as it's a keli, it's always mekabel toma. Says the Gemara, that's true. But that's only by dina d'oraisa. By the rabbanon, we can bend the rules a little bit. We have a right to get a little bit creative. So the chachamim got creative. And the chachamim said, if you have the same exact shaila by the rabbanon, what's the case? Not toma, mikvahs. The shaila is this a kli? It's not a kli. Over there, the Gemara somehow says that if it started off as mechubal karka, even though right now it should be a kli, we're not going to view it as a kli. Says, well, for the same price, say that even if it started off as a kli, even though really it should be a kli, let's not view it as a kli. So the Gemara's kasha is, maybe the halacha by mikvah should be that it's never considered mayim shuvim, and the mikvah is always going to be kasha. So the Gemara, it's true, you could say that, but Shari Hasim, the Keter is kli, all of Atalash, the Gemara didn't want to say that. Chum didn't feel they had to say that. Meaning, you're right, being that mikvah is a shayla of the Rabbanon have a right to be creative, and the Rabbanon do have a right to say that whatever the Chachamim Shita is in a perfect world isn't necessarily going to apply. But it doesn't mean they have to say that, and at the end of the day, the Rabbanon felt that if something started off as a keli, and now, even if it's attached to a mikvah, if water's flowing through it, it looks too much like mayim shuvim. Did the chachamim want it to be geyser? You're right, they had a right not to be geyser, but they didn't want to not be geyser because there's ikatayrus kli olav, it just looks too much like a kli. But Rav Yosef, more on the same topic, mei geshamim shechishev aleim lehadiach eshoad strublin. Mal is run. What's going to be the halacha regarding this run? So the background that we need for this halacha is that in order for oichlin to become tamei, they have to first be hukshal lekabel toma. How does food become hukshal lekabel toma? Wet. Do you have to put the water on it? No. Kiyitein, dumyu de kiyutan, of beginning of Masechtas Makis fame, comes up in Perkei Lemetzias. If you're okay with the fact that it got wet, meaning you see it raining outside, you know you left your fruit up on the roof, and you're like, gvaldik, it's raining, or at the very least, you're okay with it. The halacha is that that's going to be considered kiyitein, so that this food is now going to be royal lekabel toma. That's the basic halacha of kiyitein, dumyu de kiyutan. But there's another halacha, level two. And that is, let's say you look outside, you see it's raining, and you're very happy it's raining. Not because you wanted your fruit to get wet. You're happy it's raining because you had a keli outside that was really muddy, it was really dirty, and you wanted that to get wet. You wanted it to be cleaned off. As long as you're okay with the fact that it's raining, you're happy that there's water. If that water later touches your food is going to be hukshal lekabel toma. So you don't need that the nichusa should be that I'm happy the food got wet. Doesn't have to be that. Even if I'm just happy that it's raining outside and something got wet, that already is enough to be considered nichusa, so that if that water, again, that water will later touch the oichlin, it'll be hukshal lekabel toma. But it's only true, and this is the caveat, and this is the pretense to today's daf, or to this part of the Gemara, and that is that it's only true if this other thing that you're very excited is going to get wet now is metaltan. If that other thing is karka, then it doesn't work. So oichlin becomes hukshal lekabel toma when it becomes wet. You need to have nichusa. Either you put the water on the oichlin, or at the very least, you're happy with the fact that it got wet. Additionally, if you're happy that something else got wet, then if that water touches the eichlin's vayta going to be hukshal lekabel toma. But only if that other thing is metalfa, not if that other thing is karka. So Rabbi Yosef asked the following question: Mei geshamim was raining, shechishav aleim ladiach chesed strublin, and a guy was so excited that it's raining because he had his strublin, that was that ring that was around the rechayim, and he sees it's starting to get wet, so he's very, very excited. And then later, his eichlin touched that water. Is the water hukshal lekabel toma or not? Ma'ul is ra'im. What's the yisoid of the shayla? The shayla is, do you look at the struggling as karka? Do you look at it as matal? Do you look at it as karka? So you had nichusa, but for karka. That doesn't help you. If you look at it as metaltlin, then lechayru would be hukshel lekabotum. Zok to gemara. Leave it. Rabbi Liazor, coin to Rabbi Liazor. Do amar uolt kolam mechubel karka reyok karka loyti boylach. There's no shaila. Coin to Rabbi Liazor that we just established from our daf that holds that anything that's mechubel karkas karkas, even though this is strublin, once upon a time was metaltlin. Now that it's attached to the ground, we give a look at it as karka. There's not even a shaila that it's going to be karka. Thus, the oichlin will not be hukshel lekabotum. Kiti boylach. Leave it. Rabbanan. The shaila is according to Rabbanan. The amri ena kekarka. My, what's the halacha? And the Gemara says, Teku Shalach the Reb Nechemi Breder of Yosef, the Rabbi Breder of Huna. Zuti Lina Hardok. Yes, I have to come up. There's a certain woman that's going to come to you. Her father had died. She's a Yosoima. She wants to get married. And we know from Masechtas Ksubas, the halacha is that any girl that needs to get married, this Tanai Ksuba, that she gets Isser Nechaisa, 10% of the Nechasim that the father left over, gets allocated to each girl that's supposed to get married, right? Remember the Gemara's cash? That means if somebody left over 10 girls, the boys aren't getting Yarish and anything. So the Gemara says, no, it means 10% of 10% of 10%, right? The Gemara quotes it in a bunch of places in Shas. Either way, the letter was sent by Rav Nechemia, Breder Rav Yosef, to Rabbi Breder Rav Huna, Zuti in Aharda, that there's a woman that's going to come to you, and she's going to want to collect from the estate of her late father, Isur Nichse. You should give her a filu mit strubli derechayim. And the yisoy that davar was, he was passing the krubli yaser, that holds kolam a chubli karka reo kakarka. So even though the yitzstrublin previously had been metalklin, now it's karka, it's meshubit to this tanai ksuba, you should give it to Amr Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi said, kevina be Rav Kahana, when I was by Rav Kahana, Magvinon, he would collect a filu me amudabesi. He would collect even from rental income. He held that rental income was treated like karka. So we have here a whole sugya, meichras habayis. What's part of the bias? What's not part of the bias? Rav Ashi said that he saw by Rav Kahuna a gevaldi gechidish that even rental income is considered karka. The kemekarki choshevle, the schar mekarki choshev kemekarki. Lashon Harishbam right before the Mishnah. Either way, I am berishonim. That's an a richos. So just a little bit of Inyana Diyoyma. So yesterday was Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and we're all familiar with what Chazal say. B'Nisan Nigalu, B'Nisan Asidin Ligal. And the truth is that statement is really B'Machloikis Shnuya. It's Machloikis Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua in the Sechtes Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yudam Beis, Daf Yud Aleph Amid Aleph. The Gemara over there brings a Braisa, Tanu Rabbanan. Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua argued with a lot of very momentous things that happened in world history. According to Rabbi Eliezer, many of them happened in Chodesh Tishrei, and almost coincidentally, Rabbi Yeshua had them all happening in Chodesh Nisan. Rabbi Eliezer, Oimet, B'Tishrei Nivra Oilam, B'Tishrei Noldu Ovis, B'Tishu Mesu Ovis, B'Pesach Noilad Yitzchak, B'Rosh Hashanah Nifkad Asar Rochel Bechana, B'Rosh Hashanah Yotza Yoyse Mibes Asurim, B'Rosh Hashanah Batla Avoyda Mi'Avisena B'Mitzrayim, B'Nisan Nigalu, that's what we need, Klai Yisrael were oiskalized. Gulas Mitzrayim, Achodesh Zalachem, that was Chodesh Nisan. B'Tishrei Asidin Ligal. But the Gula Asid is going to happen in Chodesh Tishrei. Rabbi Shua argues. B'Nisan Nivra Oilam. B'Nisan Naldu Ovois. B'Nisan Neso Ovois. B'Pesach Noilad Yitzchak. B'Rosh Hashanah Nifkad Asar Rochel Vechana. B'Rosh Hashanah Yotze Yoyse Viveisa Asurim. B'Rosh Hashanah Batla Avoyde Ma'abaseda B'Mitzrayim. B'Nisan Nigalu. B'Nisan Asidin Ligal. We know that whenever there's Machloikis, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua, and Shas, the halacha follows Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Lezer, Shamuti, he was Talmidei Beshamai. So Muschur Rishon, what you would take away from this Gemara is what every little kid knows, and that is Shitas Rabbi Yeshua. Benison Nigalu uBenison Asidin Ligal. And it's for that reason, every Yid hopes that every Chodesh Nisan, perhaps this is the Chodesh Nisan that the Geula is going to come. But the truth is, if you think about it a little bit, I think it's something that requires a little bit of beer. And that is, there are many Gemaras throughout Shas that talk about different things that are going to happen before Mashiach comes. Whether it's Be'ikvas of the Mashiach, whether it's related to Melcheges Goyg u'Magoy. There seems to be a Seder Advarim of what needs to precede the coming of Mashiach. Just as a few examples. The Gemara says in Masechtas Yuma Daf Yudam Aleph, Omer Rav Yudam Arav, Ein Ben David Ba, Ad She'Tivshed Malchus Roimi Arisha, Bekolo Oilam Kulei Tishach Adashim. So Malchus Roimi, that usually is translated as the Roman Empire, who fell about 1,500 years ago, is going to spread its tentacles throughout the world for 9 months, and only then is Mashiach going to be ready to come. The Gemara earlier on that same Amud describes in the end of days a war that's going to take place between Persia, Paras, who the Maral writes, by the way, is the Arabs, Bizman Hazeh. It's going to take place between Paras and Roimi. And there's different gersayos of who's going to win. Some say Paras is going to win. Some say Roimi is going to win. But there needs to be a war that's going to happen. Milchemes kehumagig is something that's described in different places by Chazal in graphic detail. The amount of people that are going to die. It has to maybe happen in a Shemitah year. If you look at Gemara's and Perek Chelek, Daf Tzadik Chesam and Aleph, the Gemara over there brings a whole bunch of different things that are going to happen before Mashiach comes. Shmuel said that Mashiach's not going to come. Achiyu, kol ha-sha'arim kulon shekulen. One man, the Amr said, Rav Chanina, Ein bein David ba ad she yispakish da'ag l'chayla. Rav Chanina said, Ein bein David ba ad she tichla malchus ha'zolim Yisrael. Now you have to learn up what all these things are. Ad she tichla neshama ben agof. There's a whole bunch of different criteria that need to happen l'chura before Mashiach comes. So is it possible for a Yid to wake up today and say, Benisa nigalu, Benisa nasidin ligal? What happened to Mechemes Goyim Gemakir? The war didn't happen yet. At the very least, the war has to take place. So there's a Messiah from the Vilna Goyim that it's going to happen in a matter of moments, minutes, seconds, hours. So it's not going to be some long, protracted war like World War I or World War II. Okay, but the war still didn't happen. So is it possible that Mashiach can come this second? We say in Animamen. At first glance, what happened to all the prerequisites that need to be checked off, that need to be met before the coming of the Mashiach? So just Ulai wanted to suggest a little bit of Mahalach. That is, the Turei Evan on this Gemara right here, Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, asks a gevaldige kash. We have a Machlokes, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, whether B'Tishrei Asidin Ligal, or whether ben Nisan asidin ligal. Freit the Turi Evan is Gemara Masechtas Erevin Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. Ha'omer Hareini Nazir B'Yom Shem Ben David Ba. Somebody says, I want to be Mekabel Naziris, but I don't want to be a Nazir 7 days of the week. I want to be a Nazir B'Yom Shem Ben David Ba. Muta Lishtes Yayim B'Shabbos Yisiv Yavim Taim. Talach is Tzchal Naziris. However, he's allowed to drink wine on Shabbos. He's allowed to drink wine on Yontif. The Brisa continues, V'Asur Lishtes Yayim Kol Yomoy Sacha. Says the Gemara, what's the methodology? What's the cheshvin? Someone says, Pasha. Because we know that Eliyahu HaNavi has to come one day before Mashiach comes. So Eliyahu HaNavi is going to come the day before Mashiach comes. If Mashiach's going to come, Ben David, referring to Mashiach Ben David, is going to come on Shabbos V'Yantiv, it means Eliyahu HaNavi is going to come on Erev Shabbos or Erev Yantiv. Says the Gemara, Eliyahu HaNavi is not coming on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yantiv. You know why? Because Jews are busy preparing for Shabbos. And being that they're busy preparing for Shabbos, Hashem is not going to be matched Klal Yisrael with B.S. Eliyahu HaNavi can't come on an Erev Shabbos, can't come on an Erev Yantiv. If that's the case, back of the envelope arithmetic, Mashiach can't come on Shabbos V'Yantiv. So, Imer, Reini, Nozib, Yem, Shem, Ben David, Ba, Mutal, Lishtois, B'Shabbos V'Yantiv, because it's not possible that Ben David is going to come on that day. Freak the Turi Evan, I don't understand. We have a Machlokes, Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Yeshua. Rebbe Eliezer says, Ben Nisan Asidun Ligal. Rebbe Yeshua says, B'Tishrei Asidun Ligal. Rebbe Eliezer says, Bishua says, "Benisan asidin ligal." That means the Geula is going to come either in Chodesh Tishrei or in Chodesh Nisan. But it's definitely not coming the other 10 months of the year. So, Freik the Turi Evan, even if we don't know whether the Halacha follows Rabbi Eliezer and follows Rabbi Yeshua, no niach. But 10 months of the year, he should zecha be mutter. So, Bazak the Gemara, if somebody says, "Areini nazav yem shem David ba." He's also lishtois b'chol hashanah, except for Shabbos and Yontif. L'chura, we should immediately narrow it down to Tishrei and Nisan, Markid Islay and Markid Islay, and then only then it should be perhaps Mutter b'Shabbos v'Yontif. But why is it that he's also lishtois yayin b'chol hashanah kula? Now the emes is the Aruch Haner brings this kasha from the Turi Evan, and he suggests perhaps a pashta teretz. He says that when we say ben Nisan asidin ligal, what does that mean? It means that Mashiach's going to come in Chodesh Nisan. Means Eliyahu HaNavi is going to come in Chodesh Nisan. You're going to build a Beis HaMikdash in Chodesh Nisan. I mean, if you look at the Rambam, in the end of Hilchos Melachim, Perkei Aleph, Perkei Beis, the Rambam discusses in great detail and at great length what the happenstances are going to be at the time of the coming of Mashiach. Wars are going to be fought. There's a lot that's going to take place. The Geula is not going to happen in a moment. There's going to be a Schalta, and then there's going to be the Geula Shalema. And a lot of time, L'chura is going to pass in between. Who said it's a stira? Maybe when we say Ben Nisan Asidin Ligal, we don't mean Mashiach's going to come in Chodesh Nisan. Maybe Mashiach's going to come in Chodesh Kislev. Maybe he's going to come at some other time. I, Ben Nisan Asidin Ligal, that's the Geula Shalema. So the Gemara, Irvin, Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, this Braisa regarding Goyim Harini Nazar B'Yom Sheh Ben David Ba, he was very clear. He said, I want to be a Nazar the day Mashiach's going to come. Oh, Mashiach? Maybe that's any day of the year. I, B'Tishrei Asidin Ligal, B'Nisan Asidin Ligal, that's the Geula Shalema. Maybe the Geula Shalema is already going to be different. As I state in Aruch Haner, and I saw this teretz also brought down b'shem Rabbi Elazar Fleckless, the Baal Tshuva Me'ahava, the Talmud Muvik of the Noi Debi Yehuda. And so one Chlorim Mahalach Ulay in Arkel Nefer Zayis, he says a big suffix by him. He's not sure how to read Pashim Shana the Gemara. When we say B'tishrei Asidin Ligal, B'nisan Asidin Ligal, but the Shagasari himself, the Turi Evin says a Murid of Yisoy to answer this kasha. He says based on a Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin, a well-known Gemara on Daf Tzadik Ches Amud Aleph. We know the Pasuk says that when Mashiach comes, Be'ito Achishena, Hashem is going to bring Mashiach at its proper time, but Achishena, He's going to bring him very, very quickly. Faith the Gemara Tzastira, Manavshach. Either it's going to be Be'ita or Achishena. Be'ita suggests whenever it's supposed to happen, that's when it's going to happen. Achishena, it's going to happen quickly, suggests that it's not necessarily happening when it's supposed to happen. Fakir, it's happening with his resource. It says the Gemara, Rabbi Shua ben Levi Rami, Ksiv, it says Be'ita, Uksiv Achishena. Zach the Gemara, Zachuf, Klai Yisrael, Zaycha Achishena. They're going to get it, Achishena. Loi Zachuf, Klai Yisrael, not Zaycha, Be'ita, then it's going to have to happen Be'ita. Meaning there's two zmanim when Mashiach may come. He may come Be'ita. There's a zman of when Mashiach is supposed to come. Yaakov Avinu knew that zman because Yaakov Legalis as Akeitz, Kadosh Baruch Hu took away the ability from him. Medrash says over there in Parashas Vayechid that there was one other person that Hashem was Megalit the Keitz to, and that was Daniel. And he too lost his ability, his capacity to be able to pass it over. There's a zman when Mashiach is supposed to come. But there's also Achishena. If Klai Yisrael Zeicha, and they do what they're supposed to do, then Mashiach's going to come before this Zman of Mashiach. And that's Achishena. Zok the Turi Evin. This Machloikis Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, whether B'tishrei Asidin Ligal or B'nisan Asidin Ligal, that's regarding the Ita. When's this man that Mashiach is supposed to come? This predetermined time that Yaakov Avinu was already aware of, that Daniel was aware of, that's Nisan or Tishrei, Marki de Islay. That was the Machloikis. But does that mean that Mashiach has to come in Chodesh Nisan or Chodesh Tishrei? No. That's the Gemara Sanhedrin, Tzadik Chesem and Aleph. Be'ita Achishena. Mashiach may come Achishena. If Klai Yisrael Zoicha in Chodesh Tevis, they do what they're supposed to do, Hashem may say, you know what, I'm not waiting till Nisan of whatever year it's supposed to be. Mashiach's going to come right now. So, Imre'im Ben Dov, Areini Nozab Yemshe Ben David Ba. He's taka also lishtos yayin b'chol hashana. Why? Because Mashiach could come every day. Achishena. Aye, the machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, that was regarding the Be'ita. So there's the Be'is HaMashiach of Be'ita, and there's the Be'is HaMashiach of Achishena. We found that Rabbi Yonis and Eibeshitz, in his crazy place, it's a very chikavim aramakim, it's at the end of his Hilchas Taruvas in Kresi Uplesi. So he's Messiah for whatever reason. He says why he's talking about this. But he's Messiah with an Arichus on this sugi right here. He brings this Kasha, the Shagasari is Kasha. How do you reconcile the Machlekes, Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Yeshua, when the Gula is going to be with this Gemara in Erevin, Mem Gimel Amid Aleph? And he says the same Mahalach as the Turi Evin. There's Be'ita and there's Achishena. And with that, he answers a few Kashas. First Kasha he answers is Toisvus Kasha. Toisvus asks him, Mem Gimel Amid Beis, Mesechtes Erevin on that Gemara, that we know that there's really two Mashiachs. Not just one, there's two. Who's the second Mashiach? Mashiach ben Yosef. First Mashiach ben Yosef is going to come. He's going to fight wars. He's going to lose. And then Mashiach ben David is going to come. It's a freak to Sakasha. Ha'omer. Hareini Nozeb Yemshim ben David. But today you already have to stop drinking wine. As long as it's not Shabbos Miyantiv, you're ready, Aser. There's no way Mashiach ben David can come today. What happened to Mashiach ben Yosef? Mashiach ben Yosef's not here. So if Mashiach ben Yosef didn't come yet, then obviously Mashiach ben David can't come. There's a Seder Advar. As I fake Toisvis, a gewaldige Kasha. Zuck, the Yenis and Aibish, it's the same Teretz. It's true there's a Seder. First Mashiach ben Yosef, and then Mashiach ben David. But that's when Mashiach's gonna come. Be'ita. The Be'ita, the Seder, what was Neskalat, Yaakov and Daniel, that was a whole mahalach of how this is gonna go down. First Mashiach ben Yosef, then Mashiach ben David, and the Gula is gonna happen either in Tishrei or in Nisan. But there's also Achishena. Achishena bypasses all these rules. Achishena says it doesn't have to be in Tishrei and Nisan. Achishena also says that it doesn't have to be preceded with the coming of Mashiach ben Yosef. He answers another kasha with this, you say. If you look at the Rambam at the very, very, very end of Hilchas Malachim, so the Hilchas Malachim, Perek Yud Aleph, Perek Yud Beis, every halacha here in the Rambam is golden. But the Rambam says in the middle of halacha Beis, V'yesh min ha-chachamim sha'oim. Listen to Lashon HaRambam. There are some chachamim that were of the opinion, she'koidim bias ha-melech ha-mashiach yov Eliyah. That before Mashiach comes, Eliyah Navi is going to come. V'chol elu advarim, says the Rambam, uki yoytze behen, lo yeda adam hechiyo achiyo. Truth is, this is all speculation. We don't really know. Until it happens, we're not going to know what's going to happen. Shedvarim stumen him eitzel hanaviyim. Because these are all things that are sasum eitzel hanaviyim. Even the chachamim didn't really have a good Kabbalah. So says the Rambam, we're all projecting what we think may happen. But the reality is, we don't really, really know. Freak the crazy place. Freak the Yenis and Ibishitz. The Rambam wasn't sure about whether first Eliyahu Navi has to come before Mashiach or not. It's before Shemar. We just learned the Gemara. We said, "Oh, Imar Reini Nos of Yemishim Ben David Buzz, allowed to drink wine on Shabbos V'Yotav." It's a Gemara because Eliyahu Navi, Hinei Anochi, Shelech Lechemat Yehoshua Navi. When is he going to come? Lifnei Bo Yoyim Hashem Hagadol Vanoira. He's going to come before Mashiach, one day before Mashiach. So it would mean that if Mashiach comes on Shabbos, Eliyahu Navi has to come on Erev Shabbos. Eliyahu Navi is not coming Erev Shabbos because we're busy making kugel Erev Shabbos. That's not happening. So it's a first Gemara that Eliyahu Navi is going to come before Mashiach's going to come. So what's the suffix? Zokrib Yain is in the same Yisoid. This that is Mefurish in the Gemara over there, there the Gemara is handling Be'ita. In the world of Be'ita, there it's Mefurish that it has to happen that way. But in the world of Achishena, it's not Muchach. Achishena bypasses these things. And that's what the Rambam said. Some said that for sure Eliyahu Navi has to come first. Even in the world of Achishena, Eliyahu Navi has to come first. Others said, no, it's not Muchach. Maybe in the world of Be'ita, Eliyahu Navi has to come first. But in Achishena, maybe not. The emes is, if you go through that Gemara over there, Sanhedrin Tzadik Ches, so the Gemara says that the Gemara that one of the Tanam said, you know when Mashiach's going to come? They asked him, when's Mashiach coming? He said, today. In you listen to Hashem, maybe Mashiach's going to come. It's up to Marsha. Today? Can't be. Erevim mem gimel amad beis. Lifnei bo yoyim Hashem agadol v'anoira. It's up to Marsha. It's not hayoyim. It's really tomorrow. Today Eliyahu Navi can come, but Mashiach can't come today. It's not the same thing. It's not hayoyim. Hayoyim in b'koyles hashmo, it really means morgen. So im kol zeh achakulei b'chol yom sheyavoy, it's not today. Because Eliyahu Navi didn't come yesterday. So it's b'chol yoyim, but starting with tomorrow. It's not hayoyim in b'koyles hashmo. As lo yishtet in Rasha, in chedushay ha-god is dvar miflam. Sanhedrin tzadik chesam et al. But loytis rabbi yoyinasim, we marvich this Rasha za'ara. It's not true. Because you see, the Rambam himself wasn't sure. It's not muchach Eliyahu Navi has to come before. In Be'ito, it has to be that way. That's the Seder Advarim. But once you're dealing with Achishena, at that point, it's not necessarily going to be Mukhah. Al-Kopana, what you see from here is that there's two Zmanim of Bias HaMashiach. There's the Zman of Bias HaMashiach of Be'ito. There's the Zman of Bias HaMashiach of Achishena. Be'ito has to conform with a whole Seder Advarim. There's a Seder Advarim of Nisan or Tishrei. There's a Seder Advarim of Mashiach bin Yosef. There's a Seder Advarim of Eliyahu Navi has to come. Lifnei bo yoyim Hashem hakol v'anoira. But at the same time, there's also Achishena. Achishena means that if Klal Yisrael zoicha, Mashiach can come hayoyim in b'koyles hashmo. It can be right now. What do you mean hayoyim? You didn't have the mecham of Mashiach ben Yosef yet. Eliyahu Navi didn't come yesterday. Today, it's not Nisan. It's not Tishrei. I mean, today it is, but what if it wasn't? So still hayoyim in b'koyles hashmo. How's that possible? The teretz is there's Be'ita and there's Achishena. But just one other aura before we bring it together, and that is there's a pasuk in Parshas Shoftim. This is related to something we spoke about in the daf a few weeks ago. The pasuk over there says, "V'miyarchav Hashem alokecha es gvulcha kashenish b'la b'isecha." In the end of days, Hakadosh Baruch Hu is going to be marchiv the gvul of Eretz Yisrael, like He swore la b'isecha. V'nasan l'chayin is going to give you as kol ha'aretz ashadib alas la b'isecha. He's going to give you all the lands that He promised. So, Rashi, what do you mean? The lands He promised Avraham Avinu, He gave Avraham Avinu. No, He didn't. There were three lands He didn't. Kini, Kinizi and Kadmoini. Spoke about this Ba'arichos a few weeks ago on a Sunday daf. So says the Pasuk, when Hashem in the end of days is going to give Klal Yisrael those lands, like He swore He would, those extra three lands, Kisishmor es kol ha-mitzvah zois la-sois ha-sher neichi mitzav chayoim la-havis ha-shem al-kecha v'lechiz brok v'layomim. So you know what you should do in those three lands? V'yosavta l'cha od sholosh orim al sholosh ha-eilu. You should add three orim miklots in those three lands. So in the end of days, v'achos ha-yomim, v'osu lovay, after the coming of Mashiach, Klal Yisrael is going to be zeichet to three additional lands. Yisrael is going to grow. You're going to get Kini, and Kadmoini. Each one of those lands has to have an Eir Miklat. So whereas in Moshe's times there were six Eir Miklat, three and then another three, there were nine. Nine Eir Miklat. Freikah Me'es Simcha Meshe Chachma. He doesn't understand. La'asad Lava, you're going to need an Eir Miklat. An Eir Miklat you only need for someone that kills somebody b'shoigi. So Lomi Bayo, you need three extra Eir Miklat. Six is not enough. You need nine. Why does Kini, Knizi, and Kamayni need Ari Miklat? We're talking about Ba'achris Hayomim. V'myarach Hashem lekechaz gvulcha kashenish v'lav yisechah. This is Ba'achris Hayomim. So Ba'achris Hayomim, why do you need Ari Miklat? Let alone nine Ari Miklat. So Emma says, I saw the Chida asks the Kasha. He says that he heard B'shem the Baal Shevet Musar, that those Ari Miklat are not going to be for Shvichas Dalim that's going to take place in those days. But it's for all the Ratzchim that died in the last, what he called, 1600 years of Golas. Now that number is extended a little bit. All those Reutzchim are going to get up. They're all going to have to go into an Eir Miklat for their kapar that they need for the Shvichas Domen B'shoigig that they did while they were alive. And he says, Afal pisha in raya ledover, zeche ledover, Yishmol ben Elisha. Rabbi Yishmol said, Ani Yishmol ben Elisha, karisi v'atisi, likishe yibonu beis hamikdash, ovi chatas shmeinu. Was it bringing kar b'chatas? That's bygones. That happened already. The Teretz is, he has this piece of debt sitting on his balance sheet, and one day, when he'll be able to pay it, because there'll be a Beis HaMikdash, you'll be able to bring a carbon, Rabbi Shmuel's going to have to bring a carbon chatas. So too, all the Reitzchim are going to have to go to Ir Miklat. He says, that's why you need 9, because all the Reitzchim from the last 2 millennia are suddenly going to be running into an Ir Miklat. Maybe 6 is not going to be enough for them. Maybe we're going to need more. But Rabbi Simcha says something else. Zakr Meir Simcha. What's the kasha? What's the kasha? That la'asad lavoi, there's not going to be shvichas damim. And if there's no shvichas damim, la'asad lavoi, why do you need it in your miklat? Zokter me'a simcha v'hinei. Yeshnei yifani ge'ulois. There's 2 different types of ge'ulois. Ha'achas bi'ita. Shezeh en lo'y zachu. If Klai Yisrael wasn't zaycha. Va'oz, if Klai Yisrael is zaycha to the ge'ula because of bi'ita, then the pasuk in Zechariah Yud Gimel v'es ruachat tumma aver. And yeshayu yud aleph v'ger zevim. Keves, the wolf and the lamb are going to be able to live together. All those haftachas are going to happen when? Beita. That's the way the world was wired. That's what was told to Yaakov Avinu. There's going to be a day where everything that we have, it's not going to work that way. The Zev will be able to live together with the Keves. In that world, there won't be Ritzicha B'Shoigig. But there's another type of Gula Zakr Meir Simcha. There's going to be a door that's going to be Kulay Zakai. Klai Yisrael will be Zaycha, and Hashem is going to bring the Gula even before the end of days. And that's where Chazal said, "Ein bein oylam azeli moisam Mashiach eloshi b'malchis bovad." B'lushoni azov, Rami Simcha is asking one of the great kashas of all time. There seem to be steers. What the world's going to look like when Mashiach comes? On the one hand, the Rambam famously says, based on the Gemara, end of the 5th parak of Masechtas Brachos, "Ein bein oylam azeli moisam Mashiach eloshi b'malchis." And then you see all these psukim in Yeshaya, psukim in Navi, where it sounds like it's going to be a very supernatural existence. So Rami Simcha's 2 types of bias Mashiach. There's the bias Mashiach of Beita. That's the end. That's over. And then there's Achishena. Achishena means when the Gula came before. Was supposed to come, but we're not ready for the world to expire. The world won't expire to be the way it is right now. It'll be the world. In that world, there'll be Ritzicha B'Shoigig also. So it's Be'ita where you're not going to have Ritzicha B'Shoigig. It's Be'ita when you're going to have etc. But in the world of Achishena, that's Muchach. So let's go back and read the Pasuk. In other words, Mashiach's going to come. Why? Next Pasuk. Because you did mitzvahs. The Pasuk's clear. You know why Mashiach came in this Pasuk? Because Klal Yisrael kept the Torah mitzvahs. It wasn't Be'ito. It wasn't Loi Zachu. It was Zachu. It was Achishena. Oh, it was Achishena. That's Ein Bein Oilam Azeli Moisa Mashiach Elo Shibun Malchus Bovat. That world of Geulah V'yasavtol Cha'oshalosh Orim Asholosh Eila. You need Ori Miklot. So Machnoch Drei Ori Miklot. Ah, Lo Yisagoy. That's when Mashiach comes, not because Kisishma is called a mitzvah Zois Lasoisa. That's when Mashiach comes because Loi Zachu. We didn't merit the coming of Mashiach. So you see that the chilik between Be'ita and Achishena is not only in the Zman, it's not only in terms of the prerequisites, but it's also in terms of what is the world going to look like when Mashiach comes. You want to close your eyes and envision the coming of Mashiach. What's the world going to look like? Depends. Is it the Geula of Be'ita? Or is the Geula of Achishena? But coming back to where we started off with B'Nisan Nigalu B'Nisan Asidin Ligael. And the question was, is it possible for a Yid to wake up in the morning and hope that maybe Mashiach is going to come today? Chura, what happened to the Muhammad Mashiach ben Yosef? What happened to Muhammad's Gagu Magig? What happened to the Gemaras in Yuma Daf Yud and the Gemaras in Sanhedrin Sadiq Ches and all the different Chazals that talk about all these different things that need to happen before Mashiach comes? That is all if it's Be'ita. If it's Be'ita, you're right. That predetermines man. This man that Hashem was Megala to Yaakov. This man that Hashem was Megala to Daniel. That's man. That's man is something that requires all this prerequisite. And that, by the way, only can happen in Nisan. It only can happen in Tishrei. But does that mean that Mashiach can't come? Does it mean you can't say, Im kol zeh achakoloi b'chol yom sheyovei avadi yikod? Because there's also Achishena. And Achishena means it's going to happen sooner than it's necessarily supposed to come. Which means today, or yesterday, or tomorrow, every day is Huchshar, Diyas HaMashiach, which takibi zoicha, Diyas Gael Tzedek, Meir B'Meinu Amen.